this is the kind of thing that makes people scratch their heads and say, what the heck is Washington doing? What is wrong with Washington? So let me explain. A few years ago, Congress passed legislation. It's called the Reduction of Lead in Drinking Water Act. And it does just what it says. It's supposed to reduce the lead that's in our drinking water, because lead is damaging in our drinking water over a long period of time. So Congress correctly said we ought to make sure that metal parts that touch drinking water should not have lead in them to protect people. The law was passed a while ago, but it exempted things that didn't interfere with drinking. So your knob in your shower or your bath, that's exempt, because you don't drink out of that. And everyone thought that fire hydrants would be exempt, because people don't drink out of fire hydrants. And then unexpectedly and suddenly, in October, the Environmental Protection Agency put up a new rule that said that hydrants are affected, and as of January, our water districts throughout the country could not use the hydrants that didn't meet the new regulations. That creates a huge problem for Aqua, for the city of Syracuse, and for all of the other water districts in central New York. You see, Onondaga Water Authority owns about 14,000 hydrants, which they keep 200 in reserve at a cost of $1,200 each. And they have parts as well. The city of Syracuse has 5,500 hydrants and a whole bunch in reserve. In total, between city of Syracuse and Aqua, they'd have to throw away $400,000 of fire hydrants to meet these new ridiculous regulations when no one's safety is at stake.